Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Chavtes Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chavtes Amud Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So it says the Mishnah, Shleisha Achin, you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim Mehen Nesu and Shtei Achayos, two of them, Reuven and Shimon, are married to Rachel and Leah, Aisha Ibita, or other relatives, a mother and a daughter, Aisha Basbita, Aisha Basbina, or a mother and a granddaughter. The halach in all these cases is that if Reuven and Shimon die, and these two relatives now fall to Levi, so each woman, Rachel and Leah, are Kreivaz Zikukasa. The male of the halacha is Areilu Chaltzai Tzolimis Yavmais. Levi will do chalitza with them, and he will not do yibam. But Reb Shimon Paiter. Reb Shimon says that no, he doesn't even have to do chalitza. He's Paiter. Both of them just go out scot free. The Gemara will explain the makar. Haisa Achis Menasura Lavisar Erva. Let's say Rachel was Aser to Levi. Rachel was Levi's mother in law. So then Aser Ba Mutter Rachaisa. So then Levi will be Aser to Rachel, but he'll be Mutter to Leah. And the Gemara will explain what the chiddush of that is. Iser Mitzvah Iser Kedusha. However, if Rachel is only usher to Levi with an Isser Mitzvah or an Isser Kedusha, so then the halacha is as Choltzis Lemis Yavmais, he has to do Chalitza to them, and not Yibam. The Gemara is going to explain that this is even according to Reb Shimon. Even according to Reb Shimon, who normally says Paiter, Reb Shimon in this case agrees that they have to do Chalitza, and the Gemara will explain why. So it says the Gemara, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, what's Reb Shimon's Makar? That when two sisters, Rachel and Leah, fall to Yibam, so Levi does not even have to do Chalitza? Reb Shimon says the Gemara, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that Reb Shimon Paiter b'shteyam he patters Levi from having to do chalitza or yibam both with Rachel and Leah. And what's his makar? Shenemer, as the pasuk says, v'isha lachaisa lisikach litzar. He dashes from the pasuk that b'shosh shenasu tzaris zulazu, when they're becoming tzaris to each other because they're both falling to yibam and they're becoming tzaris through the zika, la yehelu chalikuchin afilu ba'achas mehen. So then the halacha is that there is no zika with either one of them. You can't marry any of them. There is no mitzvah yibam in such a case. Haisa achas mehen b'chulu. The Mishnah said that if Rachel is, let's say, an erva to Levi, she's his mother-in-law. So then the halacha is that Levi's miyabim. If he wants to, he can be miyabim Leah. Hasulam ali. What's the chiddush? I know hach. We already know that from the reisha from the previous Mishnayos. So it says the Gemara or Reb Shimon itzrech. The chiddush is according to Reb Shimon because al kodad chamina. Ha'ilvam Reb Shimon shtei achayis lecholtzos lemisyav mais. I might think since Reb Shimon said that when two sisters fall to yibam, so then there is no chalitza or yibam. Meaning Reb Shimon holds that there's an Isser D'Araisa, not just Achis Zikukasai. There's an Isser D'Araisa with each one of the sisters. There's Eishas Ach, because there is no Heter Yibam. So therefore, since Reb Shimon holds that there's an Isser D'Araisa normally when sisters fall to Yibam, so Ligzer Mishlam Shtei Achayis D'Alma, so even in a case where Rachel is an Erva to Levi, I might think to make a Gzeira that Levi can't be Miyabim Leia, or to a case of two sisters where there's no Erva, Kamash Malan, that we do not make a Gzeira. Isser Mitzvah V'chulu, by Isser Mitzvah, the Mishnah said that he has to do Chalitza to both women. Ask the Gemara, Vam Reb Shimon Shtei Achayos Lecholtzos Lemis Yavmais. By a regular case of two sisters, when there's no erva involved, so Reb Shimon holds that there is no requirement for chalitza. So why over here do they need to do chalitza? Says the Gemara, Gzeira Mishum Isser Mitzvah Da'alma. Because if people see that he's not doing chalitza right now with the Isser Mitzvah, so they might think in general there is no chiv to do chalitza with an Isser Mitzvah. So therefore, as a Gzeira, Reb Shimon said to do chalitza with the Isser Mitzvah. Well, says the Gemara, Hatenach Ihi Achoyse Ma'ikla Meimar. So fine, if let's say Rachel was the Isser Mitzvah, I understand now why Levi has to do chalitza with Rachel. But why does he also have to do chalitza with Leah? So says the Gemara, Gzeira Achoyse Mishum Lasa Dida. Because if he doesn't do chalitza with Leah, so he might think he also doesn't have to do chalitza with Rachel, and then people will make this mistake. We'll ask the Gemara, Vagabe Erva Le Gazrinan, if let's say Rachel is an erva to Levi, so we say that Levi does not have to do chalitza with Rachel. He has to do chalitza or yibam with Leah, but Rachel goes out scot-free. Why? Why don't you say that he should do chalitza? Because otherwise he might think that he doesn't have to do chalitza with Leah either. So says the Gemara, no, there a person will make a mistake, because Shani Erva, the Bigmar Gemiri Le'inchi V'kala Isla. Everybody knows that she's an erva, and that by an erva you don't do any yibam or chalitza. He's not going to think that just because he's told not to do chalitza with Rachel, that he doesn't have to do anything with Leah either. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Shleisha Achin, same setup, you have three brothers, Shnayim Nesuim Shtei Achayis, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, Ve'echon Mufna, and Levi doesn't have a wife. Now Meis Echon, Mibalei Achayis, Reuven dies, and now Rachel falls to Yibam, Ve'asaba Mufna Maimer, and Levi goes ahead and he does Maimer with Rachel. Ve'achar Kach Meis Achiv Asheini, and then Shimon dies. So in such a case, now Levi already did Maimer with Rachel, And now Rachel's sister is falling to Yibam. So Beishamei Omer, Beishamei says that there's a lot of significance to that Maimer. It's mamish like a wife, to the point that Ishta Ima, he's allowed to stay with her. We don't consider Rachel to be Achiz Zikukasai. Valazu Teitze Misham Achiz Isha. And Adar Abba, Leah, she doesn't even need Chalitza because she's Achiz Isha of Rachel. And Levi is already married to Rachel through the Zika, through the Maimer. So that's Beishamei Shita. Whereas Beisil Aimrim, that no, the Maimer is not mamish a real Kenyan. And he has to divorce his wife, who's now Achiz Zikukasai. He has to divorce his wife. He has to give her a get to undo the Maimer, Chalitza, to undo the Zika. And the other brother's wife, meaning Leah, he has to get rid of using Chalitza. He also can't do Yibam with her because she's going to be Achiz Grushasai, Achiz Chalutasai, Achiz Zikukasai, Zikukasai. She's going to have all the Shemais. Abadi, he can't do anything with Leah, but he's going to lose out really on both women. And Zui Shamru, it's about such a case that they say, Ayle al Ishtai Ba'ayle al Ishas Achiv, that woe is to him, he has to get rid of both his wife and the Yavama. Now, Zui Lemute Mai. Why does the Mishnah stress that this is the case that we say Ayla al Ishta Vayla al Ishas Achiv? What other case is there? Lemute Hachter Yeshua. There is another case, a case that we'll have later on in the Masechta, a case where Rabbi Yeshua applies a similar type of idea that Ayla al Ishta Vayla al Ishas Achiv, and the Mishnah is coming to tell us to lay of din and kivase that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. It's only in our case that we say Ayla al Ishta Vayla al Ishas Achiv, but in Rabbi Yeshua's case we do not. Ella Iker Begamliel Iker Beliezer. We'll either paskin like Rabbi Gamliel or like Rabbi Eliezer, in that case, who they both argue in Rabbi Yeshua.